Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cardano Live. It's been a while since I've seen everybody here. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we have Liam and Karin from Wing Riders with us, and I'm very excited to have this podcast. I had an opportunity to play with the Wing Riders applications on the testnet, and I found it very interesting, intuitive, high-tech looking, looked really cool. They got that really awesome little avatar dude, the Wing Riders dude, and we'll be talking about that today. Before I go any further, I'd like to point you to the links down below in the description. We have Wing Riders' Twitter account in there, the Medium articles, their various social media accounts. Check out the links down below in the description. We've got links to the decks down below in the description as well, so that you can look up more information about Wing Riders, read up, make sure you can do that research yourself. And so without further ado, I would like to welcome Liam and Karin for being here with us today. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on Cardano Live. I greatly appreciate it. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having us, Rick. Good.
Yeah, Rick, we're doing really well. Thank you very much for the invitation to come on. It's awesome to be here. Really awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. And I'm very glad you're here. So can you tell us a little bit about yourselves? I really enjoyed talking to you guys prior to coming on the podcast. Liam, a little bit about yourself, please, that you'd like to share.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm a blockchain guy, and I have been for about 6 years. I work on the marketing comms side generally, content as well. So I'm responsible for those Medium posts, most of them that you guys are going to read. If they're bad, please don't come back and give me feedback. But I started off, I was based in Hong Kong for a long time. I worked for a company called ANX. They did a token sale back in 2018. So that was really my first exposure to sort of crowdfunding and all that and TGEs. Then I worked for a company called Diginex, which went on to get listed on the NASDAQ. Then I worked for an Australian company called Banksa, and I joined Wing Riders sort of Q4 last year, right before we came out of stealth. So for my sins, this is the sort of fourth project I've been involved with. So yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the crypto space. Relatively new to Cardano.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're building on Cardano, and it's good to hear you have experience in the crypto space, because it's really hard to find people who have that background, even though you had to work in different fields. Still young, still experimental, so it's great to have that experience. I'm glad to have you building on Cardano, Liam.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
You bet, man. You bet. Karin, a little bit about yourself, sir.
Hi there. Yeah, I've kind of been involved with the crypto space for the last, I'd say, from 2012, really, when I started getting curious about it. Started mostly on the investment side in 2014 and then early 15, started investing in it. Ethereum was the first kind of project that I got involved in, and got involved in the crowd sale, and really got fascinated with how to trade it and how to invest it. So that's the area I've been involved in since then. Founded a hedge fund in 2018 called Quantera Capital. And really, the rest is history. I've been consulting in that area after 2020 with various projects, mostly giving investment and kind of portfolio management advice to select a number of investors.
Yeah, that's good to hear. You also have some background involved with various aspects of finance and cryptocurrency. And there's a lot to be learned from Ethereum. I know you guys, you probably hear me beat up on Ethereum once in a while, but it's all good. It's all in good fun. But there's a good experience to be learned on Ethereum. And then you introduce that over to Cardano and makes the space a better space, because you bring that experience with you. You don't have to learn all lessons over again. But good stuff, Karin. Thank you. All right. So Wing Riders, that's what we're here for today. Can you tell us a little bit more? What is Wing Riders? Tell us a little bit more about that. Who'd like to tell us?
I'll jump in on that one, and then I'll hand over to Karin, and Karin can sort of add his perspective, I think, is probably the way to go. I've been here a little bit longer, so maybe I can make the story a little bit more cohesive. So, you know, when the Plutus upgrade came out last year, that really allowed smart contracts, right? So scripts. So once that came out, there was a lot of sort of conversation, and obviously a bunch of projects ran off, and they realized that now there was the opportunity to build a DEX on Cardano. We're powered by Vacuum Labs, which is a pretty big name in the space. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with it. They've done a lot of development work. They really support us on the development side. So the developers, the Wing Rider development team sort of sat down, and they really nutted out what would be the best approach to build a DEX native on Cardano. And they sort of started, I think, looking towards the end of Northern Hemisphere summer. I'm in the Southern Hemisphere, so I have to say which hemisphere. So around sort of July, August, and then by sort of September, the white paper was in draft and they'd mapped out a proof of concept. And for us, you know, our approach is very different because the other guys on our team are very much developers, right? They've been in the space a long time. Vacuum Labs' history goes back 4 years. They've been building since the inception of Cardano. So rather than go out and market right from the beginning, they really wanted to make sure they had all the technical, the I's dotted and the T's crossed. So we came out of stealth sort of late November, early December last year. But by that stage, we were ready to go to testnet immediately.
Yeah, I noticed that. As soon as I heard about Wing Riders, I saw it on testnet and I was able to jump on it. And that's good to hear that you're backed by Vacuum Labs, because I do remember them from the very earliest days with building integration with hardware wallets and various things and Ada Lite. And so that's awesome. And Karin, you had more to add, or you have a different experience also building up with the buildup of Wing Riders and bringing it out to the public?
I'm quite a new member of the team. So I've been on board for the last month, quite excited about that. And I've got a very kind of, as Liam said, a developer orientated approach to this, as probably the actual Cardano whole space is very much kind of scientifically orientated. And realistically, we're DEX, the DEX on Cardano, and decentralized exchanges obviously speak for themselves. So, you know, the main difference is I got involved with, I think the first DEX was Ether Delta, I remember. You may remember that. It was an order book type of DEX. It was probably the first DEX several years ago. I don't remember exact date, but they had various issues. But with an AMM DEX, obviously, you don't have the issues of the order book. DEX. And what are those issues? Well, the main thing is that you need market makers within those DEX. And with the order book ones, you essentially have buyers and sellers. And then in the middle, you've got this kind of above the price, you've got these market makers for individuals or institutions that play with their money or third-party monies to make the market. Now, when you're operating in the first DEX, if, as its name is, Delta Ether was on there, essentially, the fees were astronomical and they don't work well. Whereas the DEX we have is an AMM DEX, with like many other DEX, and following suit from Uniswap. And essentially the ultimate market maker kind of algorithm allows for a much more efficient market and less cost and more, if you like, price deterministically is, established. So really, it's a much more efficient system, and the project is really fantastic. I'm really excited to be on board.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad to have you here. And you know, Karin, I'm really glad you touched on the concept of a order book on a DEX. Okay, so because I get new viewers to Cardano, and I encourage my expert viewers, please ask questions in the chat, and we'll get to your questions in about 10 or 15 minutes, or maybe even sooner. But the difference between an AMM on the DEX, an automated market maker, and an order book, and Karin had touched on that. So if you've used various DEXs, an order book looks like you have a specific amount for a trade. Let's say you have 100 milk and it trades for 10 ADA or something like that. Well, it's a lot higher than that, actually. And so you want to trade the milk for ADA, and there's a specific line in the order book, right? And if I want to make that trade, I would send a specific amount of ADA for that specific amount of milk, for example. And then I would get that trade once the blockchain accepted. First, it has to accept the transaction that I send from my wallet. And if it accepted it in time, then I will get the second transaction that order book will actually execute, and I will get the tokens I was trying to get. And it's pretty simple, pretty reliable, but it has some shortfalls, right? And so what are those shortfalls? And that's where the automated market maker comes in, right?
Yeah.
So
can I jump in there? Can I jump in?
Yeah, absolutely, Liam. That's what I'd like.
Yeah, no worries. So, I mean, there's a couple of things to think about when you consider an order book model versus the AMM model, right? So a lot of guys in the early stages of crypto who were developers, they came out of the banking industry. right? So if we're talking, you know, 2008, 2009 is the end of the GFC. A lot of these guys got laid off. They were coders. If they were working on high frequency trading platforms, which a lot of them were, I used to work for a guy who came out of that space. They are very familiar with the order book model because that's how most exchanges in the real world work, right? I am trading against a counterparty. So in your example before with 100 milk versus 10 ADA, what usually happens is there's a sort of a law that comes into coding called shortest path matching, which is when you do the development work, if you are trying to sell more than the amount of a single order, it will try and match three or so orders around your price against your bulk buy, right? So in a way, it's kind of competitive, right? Because you're competing against the market makers who are selling. The AMM model is, it still can be competitive, but it's generally less competitive, right? Crypto people are much more familiar with the way smart contracts execute and that, the way that works as a model. So essentially, you're trading against a liquidity pool, right? So that's one of the big differences as well.
There you go. And so that liquidity pool, once it sees that the swap you're trying to make is within a certain range of tolerance, it can get the tokens you're trying to acquire from various different people in wallets. It comes out of the pool and then the trade executes. And it's a slightly different user experience than using a straight order book. I think it's more effective. It also takes a little bit more work to get that kind of thing up and running. For Wing Riders, when do you anticipate a mainnet launch? Can you tell us anything about that? Where are you at with getting ready for a launch?
Yeah, I mean, so there's two things there. So right now we're on testnet. We came onto testnet in early December. So the model that's running right now on testnet is essentially our MVP, right? Minimum viable product. We're actually going to launch a second testnet. I won't give an exact date because we're still doing a little bit of testing. But essentially, we're going to go live on testnet with a second version, which is going to be a much more robust product, which is very similar to the mainnet. Now, I can't give you an exact date on mainnet because there's two variables that we can't control. One is we have Certik doing our code audit right now. They've come back to us with their first round of sort of suggestions. And to be honest, it's all really minor stuff, right? They're totally happy with the code. It's a couple of minor changes. So our tech team's working on that. Post that, there's the final round of testing that we go through. And if I tell you 6 days and our developers take 7, you know, obviously I don't want to communicate the wrong date to the market. But for us, you know, it's not long. We plan to get to mainnet and then start talking about our TGE, and we want to do that all in Q1 this year.
Oh, wow. That's
not long.
Well, March, that's not long. That's that's next month. I mean, March is on us.
That's right.
2 days.
That's right.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you're going to have a token generation event, the TGE, and that might be by the end of March, because
it'll definitely be announced. When it'll be announced, and I would say we'll be very close to it by sort of March, right? By the end of March, so it might run into April. We might announce it and give it 6 or 8 weeks runtime from mainnet, so it gives everyone a chance to really test the full product. So I'm not going to commit to the date because we've still got that a variable piece, but yeah, people will know when it is by the end of Q1. They'll know exactly what's going
on. Okay. Well, I follow you guys on Twitter, so I recommend to the viewers, make sure you follow Wing Riders on their Twitter account so that whenever they do the token generation event, you'll have the latest information. You usually don't want to miss those kind of things. They're a lot of fun to get involved with if you have the time. I missed a few, and I was like, when did that launch? And you know, I missed it by 2 or 3 weeks, and you know how that goes.
Yeah.
It's always fun to be there whenever it launches. That's pretty cool. So you got the token generation event coming up. The mainnet launch coming up. You have the DEX running on the testnet. So if people want to play around with the DEX, hop over there on testnet. I haven't played with it in a few weeks. I did play with it a few weeks ago. So you do have to make a wallet on the testnet and then get test ADA into that wallet so you can play with the DEX. But I really did enjoy playing around with it. The interface was very sleek.
Yeah,
well, let's see. I had...
Sorry, Rick. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, because we are powered by Vacuum Labs, this is one of the benefits of working closely with big organizations who have been in the space a while. You know, Vacuum Labs has a whole, one of their verticals. They have three verticals in their business. One of their verticals is crypto. So one of the projects in there is Adalyte, which I'm sure your viewers are familiar with, the wallet. Adalyte, that yep. company has launched NuFi, which is essentially like the update, the new version of their wallet, the version 2.0. So it's a staking platform as well. It's going to integrate with 11 blockchains. That's already in the roadmap. Right now on our testnet, we integrate with NuFi, right? Once we go to mainnet, we're going to roll out our development roadmap and we're going to start adding lots and lots of wallets. But if you want to go to the testnet now, you need to set up a NuFi wallet. That won't last long, but that's where we are right now.
Okay, so when it goes to mainnet, do you know if it will use the NuFi wallet or will it also start the integration with the like CC Vault and the other wallets?
Yeah, there? I mean, it's already in our dev roadmap to really integrate and try and cover like 70, 80% of the whole Cardano wallet community, right? If we look at the number of users on wallets. So we'll obviously start with the big ones. Another benefit of being powered by Vacuum Labs is, you know, as you mentioned, the Trezor and Ledger integration, that was us. That was Vacuum Labs. Then early days, Yori Wallet, Emergo, Vacuum Labs was involved in them. So in terms of the development team at Wing Riders, they can lean on that kind of expertise with wallets. So we think it'll be pretty quick.
I think so too, because I recall I connected the Trezor to the testnet. And I was like, wow, okay, that's cool. I like Trezor. One of my favorite hardware wallets next to the Ledger. Yeah. But yeah. And so is there going to be a NuFi? So on the testnet, I used a wallet that was available inside the web app. Also, I was able to create one and send ADA, test ADA to it. Is there going to be a NuFi wallet on mainnet or is that separate from Wing Riders?
It's separate, but that's the same integration. What you're seeing on testnet now, that'll be up and running on mainnet, right?
Okay. So we'll have the Wing Riders URL on mainnet. And if the NuFi wallet is available, we can use that or the other wallets as well. And we can use those.
Yeah. We'll announce as we start to bring those other wallets live. Karen, anything you want to add? Did I miss anything?
No, I think this is all kind of a work in progress. And I think you've said it about the wallets and the integrations are going to be continuous. And as they come online, we'll announce it through the usual channels. So watch this space on Telegram, Twitter, and we will be announcing them as they come along. Nothing to say on the wallets.
Cool. Do you know what the ticker name for your token will be? Because I watch Cardano Assets and I'll sit there, I'll check it every day and I'll see if it shows up and I'll get an itchy trigger finger one day. What's the name of your token? You got a ticker for it?
Well, yeah. All good things come to those who wait, Rick. We'll tell you when we think it's the right time to tell you. Now, honestly, like I really, I'm going to go back to that original comment that I made and Karen backed up, right? Like, 70% of the people in our project come from a development background, right? So we're very adverse to just being like, well, this is what we're doing. We're going on this day. We like to make sure everything works and then it works again and then we want to test it. So that's just how we approach things, right? I'm not going to jump out. If I jumped out and gave you the name of our token, I would get a hiding later. So all good things.
And it would be my fault too. Yeah. It would be my fault for doing it. Because I'll start messing around with it. All right. I think we covered a lot of the things that we talked about before the podcast started. Do you guys have anything else you want to put out? And I'll get to some of the viewer questions and reminder to viewers, go ahead and ask if you got questions. Let me know. Anything else you want to hit on?
No, anything your viewers want to blame?
Yeah, I mean, I think we jump over to the questions from your viewers. Probably two things. I've already seen one of the questions come up. I'm not going to answer it yet, but I would recommend, you know, it's very much part of our brand and our approach to consider Cardano, the community as a whole, right? We don't like to talk about our competitors because they're doing their thing and that's what's happened. We can talk briefly sort of about our position in the market. But, you know, we really like to have an educational position, right? So the way we write our blogs, I work with our development team, right? I try to make them as simple as possible. But when we talk about complicated things like concurrency, liquidity pools, all those types of things, they're covered one at a time in the blog and then the light paper as well. So if people want to understand those more, please go over and and have a look. I could talk about them briefly, but actually, I mean, I reread the Medium in prep for this, and it's like much more complicated, right? So please read the blogs. Feel free to jump on our Discord or our Telegram and ask us questions. We're always there.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. So Medium is linked down below. Check that link out down below. And that's probably in relation to Ranger Vapes. Ranger Vapes asks Cardano Live, what makes Wing Riders different or more innovative than other order books, DEXs? And that's a good question, but it's also hard to answer because you would have to look at every single order book DEX and say, what's different about ours? And what method will liquidity be provided, aka bootstrapping, yield farming, etc.? All right, so there's two questions rolled in there. And so the more innovative, is there something different about Wing Riders that you might want to touch on?
I'll give you
an example.
Yeah, sure.
I like the really cool looking dude who looks like a fighter pilot.
Apart from the cool branding that we do have, we definitely think, you know, we love our branding, and hopefully the community as well responds positively to it and they're enjoying it as well. But realistically, I think one of the main areas that we touched on several times today was the kind of the technology behind it. And concurrency is actually one of those deeper subjects that I think we are handling with a solution that's superior to other solutions that are available in the market. We use the batching model, and the batching model we believe is more efficient at delivering the performance that users are looking for, and therefore basically moving towards a sort of much more faster, much more efficient, much more user-friendly DEX, which is really the overall aim of Wing Riders. And at the end of the day, you know, me as a trader, you know, I've used many times of DEXs, I've used many times of order books, centralized, decentralized, and realistically you realize that it's all about the user experience. You want your order to go through as quickly as possible, and you want to be safe on a DEX, and that the order will not be manipulated in any way by any third party, which as I said, it's very technical, so I'll just keep it at a very high level, and that's what we've achieved, and you know, that's what makes us totally different.
Yeah, and if I can just jump in, this is like a trick question, because how are we more innovative than other order book DEXs? Well, we're an AMM DEX, not an order book DEX. So that's absolutely one reason we'd be more innovative. Yeah. The second one is, you know, when you talk about concurrency, and this is covered in our blog, and please do go and have a look, but there's really four areas that you can wiggle, right, to make them faster and the transactions work better and to be quicker. So the first one is the market. Obviously, we can't control the market. The second one is really around memory size of transactions, right? And testnet's not as stable as mainnet, but go and have a look at the blog and have a look at our light paper, because right now we're, you know, I'm not going to say significantly, but pretty significantly, our condensation of orders and transactions and how we're putting them together is you know, it saves a lot of space. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. If I can just add on that, absolutely. We're an AMM, and order books are completely different. AMM is just at this present moment with the technology, whichever platform, layer one they're working on, they just don't work efficiently. Because imagine if a market maker, every time they have to change the order to get that kind of market making done, every time there's a transaction cost. So that transaction cost obviously adds to the cost of the whole process, and no one would actually market make. So really, it's not at present a technology that can be efficiently used in kind of blockchains. No one's done it well.
Well, I'm glad you're spending plenty of time on the testnet getting it right. Cardano folks have really learned to be patient and give people room to get it right. And most Cardano people I know, not everybody's the same, everybody's different. But most people have learned, you know what? We kind of like this thing where take your time and get it right. And we're okay with that. Most people in general. Now, of course, people do want it now while the opportunity strike while the iron is hot. But I think in general, I think you've taken a good approach. I really like your team so far. We spoke with some of the other folks offline, some of the developers, and it was really great, you know, meeting so many different people from your team. And you guys taking the time and come here and talk to us. I don't think we have any more viewer questions. Thank you to Ranger Vapes for that question. We very much appreciate you asking these questions over here on Cardano Live. And I think that's all we have for today, gentlemen. Is there anything else you wanted to add or tell the viewers before we wrap up for the day?
Karan, you want to go first?
Yeah, get yourselves to our social channels on the usual, Discord, Telegram, Twitter, for announcements, and join us on Discord. We'd love to see you there and keep you updated with the latest progress. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with all that. Please check us out on Twitter. Follow us. That's where our announcements are going to come out first. Longer form stuff's going to come out in our Medium. Get over to Discord if you've got more questions. Where there's always one of the team online. Our community managers are there. If they can't help you, they'll steer you to the right person. We have recently just kind of announced we've closed our seed round. We've been pretty successful. We've put a fair number of the names out there. ILHK is in through Wave Financial, which is a C fund. Then Coty's in, Spartan Capital. So there's a good bunch of names, and we're really, we feel pretty validated by the types of people who have come in. There's a lot of the Cardano regulars, but there's also a number of guys who don't normally play in this space. And largely that's because of, who we are and our technology.
Well, that's good. You brought new investors into the space as well. You got people's interest, and that's fantastic, gentlemen. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for being with Cardano Live.
I'd like to thank the viewers
for being here as well. You bet. Viewers, check out the links down below. The Discord's down there as well. That way, if you have very specific questions, they probably have experts and team members who can check in on Discord once in a while and maybe be able to answer more specific stuff. So thank you for being here. Y'all have a great weekend and a great week. March coming up. I guess you guys have a very busy month ahead of you. And let's say farewell to the viewers. And
thanks, Rick.
See you guys
in March.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
Bet.